entertained, be educated, be informed. 95.7 FM, The Cross.
Listen to 95.7 FM on your phone by downloading the KNNA app for your Android or Apple device, and listen to us anywhere in the world.
This is Pastor Clint Poppy, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Lincoln, Nebraska. We'd like to invite you to join us to worship with us at Good Shepherd. We gather each Sunday at 8 and 10:30 with Sunday school for all ages in between. We also worship on Wednesday evenings, 6:30. Please join us, won't you? And may God richly bless your day.
Your child decided to try band this year. You then proceeded to purchase the instrument online, only to have your child drop it and have it break as it was removed from the box. Accidents happen. CGS Music provides instrumental repair. With a well-trained staff, CGS Music can repair and even restore instruments. For more information, go to cgsmusic.net. That's cgsmusic.net. Or call 402-328-0677, 402-328-0677.
5 seconds is the average time your eyes are off the road while texting. When traveling at 55 miles per hour, that's enough time to cover the length of a football field blindfolded. Put down the phone. Don't text and drive.
Do you have time on your hands? Do you have a heart for helping? Lincoln City Libraries are seeking volunteers to read books to children from 9 to 11 a.m. on Mondays and or Tuesdays at the Health Department Immunization Clinic located at 3140 N Street. Contact Vicki Wood at 402-441-8565 or email her at v.wood@lincolnlibraries.org.
The following program features spectacular feats of strength, sword fighting, and general stupidity. These ridiculous acts of questionable taste are performed only by trained professionals, by untrained and clueless professionals, or by complete morons who are lying through their teeth about being professionals. KNNA insists that even though they can't stop these fools, you save yourself and your silly little buddies and not attempt anything you hear on this show. Off on a Tangent is next.
This is Off on a Tangent, Saturday, March 18th. We are going to start today with Alice in Chains, No Excuses.
Of mine.
That was Alice in Chains with No Excuses on Off on a Tangent.
What can't he do, Eric?
He can't stop serving food and then leave it on a plate on the other end of the table where I can't reach it.
I
can bring us back from the song. Finish serving the food.
All right.
No, you can keep talking.
So, Adam, what did you bring?
I brought corned beef and cabbage.
Yes.
A day late from St. Patty's Day, but figured that's okay. So,
happy belated, everybody.
Yeah. Plus, I mean,
cheers.
I've never made it before, and I had the opportunity to make it, and I was working all day and went to a hockey game last night, so I figured I'd give it a shot today because I had nothing else to do. And
Did you have to, when you went to the hockey game, did you have to drink really awful green beer that turned your mouth green?
No, but I do tend to drink cheap beer at a hockey game.
Well, because it's expensive.
Yeah.
And
it's part of the atmosphere, I think.
Right. Yeah.
I guess so.
So.
I've never been to a hockey game. Are concessions at a hockey game anything like concessions on a movie theater?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, a little pricey sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually at a Lincoln Stars game, the prices are good. You know, they're good for concessions, but yeah. So, that answers your question.
No, it does. I mean, I'm not bitter about it. I just
Oh, so speaking of hockey, Callie, who co-hosts my dad's show, she and her husband Carl, and Carl has, I don't think he's been on the show, but he's produced a show. He's been in my chair.
Yeah.
Well, they decided to go, I think they're doing multiple things, but they went to Detroit to go see the Red Wings.
Yes.
And
I saw the pictures on Facebook.
They posted some live feed on Facebook of the Detroit game, but also they made TV.
Yes, I saw that.
They were on TV.
When he has a beard like that, I mean, no camera is going to resist panning to his, his glorious beard. I mean, it was
a nice beard.
I wonder if like camera crews at those events have code terms for interesting audience members.
I don't know.
We got a wizard at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Pan camera 2 over.
Check out Gandalf.
No, but I think what they do, they browse the crowd when they're not on network, and they just kind of look around and see if there's any interesting people, interesting signs, things like that. And if they see anything that they like, they're kind of like, okay, here they are, and keep an eye out on an opportunity for them to show it. So, things like that. But, yeah, he made it on TV. And the big thing about that is he's a big Detroit Red Wings fan.
Yeah.
And this year is the last year they're playing at their old arena, Joe Louis Arena.
Oh, did they build a new one?
They're building a new one, yeah. And that is that the old Joe Louis Arena is pretty a special place in the hockey world. There's just a lot of history. It's an old building, and it's just one of those places that you probably want to see before it goes. And
it's kind of like Candlestick Park.
Or Texas Stadium for the old Cowboys before they move. I mean, they want you should go see that place if you're a diehard Red Wings fan. And even a hockey fan, for that matter, that's one of the places I wanted to go. But
and if you're not a hockey fan, you should be.
I think so.
I can vouch for that because I wasn't a hockey fan until you took me to a game.
It's a different sport.
And I know.
Wait, you took him to a game?
I did.
Didn't tell me.
I need to attend one of these events.
It is great.
It's
a great time.
Know nothing about hockey. It's the one with the fights, right?
Yeah.
Right. Unfortunately, they don't really do that anymore.
Not as much as they used to, but they still fight. But
that's what was funny, because one of the first things that Adam told me was like, yeah, they don't really fight anymore. And then like 3 minutes into the game, there was already a fight.
Wow.
You got lucky.
The only fight, but still.
For me, for hockey, I go for more than a fight. I just love the sport.
Oh, it's the action. It is nonstop action.
It's nonstop. It's very fast. I mean, the atmosphere is unique. The sounds of the arena, the puck hitting the glass. And I got to be careful when I say puck, by the way. So,
but make sure you enunciate that word really well.
Yes, but the sounds of that hitting the glass and people screaming, which can be annoying because usually they just scream for random reasons, for whatever. Hit someone! Yeah. Yes, all right.
So yeah, those of you out there in Radio Land, you definitely need to go to a Stars game. Mm-hmm. Or if you can go to a professional game, go do it.
Yeah.
It's, you don't, you know, you don't have to be a hockey fan to go to a hockey game because you'll become a fan once you do. Yeah. It's just nonstop action. You know, it, when you compare it to football, I'm probably going to get ridiculed for this.
Oh, boy.
Football,
not in this room.
Football is so boring compared to hockey.
Oh, my Lord.
It is. It really is.
Watch
because,
yourself.
You know, when you're watching football, you get like 11 minutes of play for the whole entire game. For the rest of it, you're waiting. They're setting up. There's a timeout. There's a commercial break. Whereas hockey,
it is
three full 20-minute periods. That is nonstop, except for between the periods. You've got like, what, 10 minutes? 10, 15
20 minutes.
20, is it 20 minutes?
Yeah, but they do stop, you know, for penalties, offsides, icings, things like that.
But it's brief.
It's brief.
It's so brief.
It's quick. It's a quick stoppage.
Yeah. So it's great. You know, and I always thought to myself that watching the puck go back and forth and nobody scoring was incredibly boring. You have to go to the game to understand the excitement of it. I think watching it, it's like watching tennis. You know, if you're actually playing tennis, it's fun. But if you're watching tennis, it's boring kind of thing.
Like soccer.
Yeah. I went to a soccer game once. I have not gone back since because I think it's boring. I don't think it's nearly as exciting as hockey. There's something different about hockey.
I tell you, I went to a soccer game in Germany when I was there in high school, and that was a lot of fun. German soccer or football game is something.
I mean, it's a big deal.
It's
over there.
a huge deal.
Such a. I mean that would be an experience just for because of the culture surrounding the sporting event.
Yeah,
you know? That's a big part of the experience.
Right.
I feel like
I'll talk about it after the song. I think so. It's worth mentioning about German football. So anyway, this is the Shins with
Name for you.
What song
name
is
for
that?
You. Yeah, I'm sorry. Name for You by the Shins on Off on a Tangent. You can reach us at offonatangentradio@gmail.com, or you can also reach us or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/offonatangentradio, and whatever the Twitter is, because I don't remember.
Tangent Radio 957.
Yep. So anyway.
Brand new Twitter feed.
Mm-hmm. And it's facebook.com/offonatangent.
Right. Radio, right. Oh, I must have forgot that.
Indeed.
Yeah, it's important.
Yeah, indeed. It is.
So those of you out there in Radioland, if you want us to discuss a certain topic, mm-hmm. you can contact us by Twitter, mm-hmm. Facebook, or email.
Or mm-hmm. you can join in the conversation as well.
Absolutely.
So. Through Twitter. Mm-hmm. Can we do that through Facebook?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Should be
you guys
easy.
Got it pulled up?
Because really? I don't. No, I
don't. Well, they can. You can actually go to the page and send a message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or yeah. I don't know if you can post something on mm-hmm. the page or not. Sometimes mm-hmm. you can.
So yeah. So usually, anyway. No. Always, we come up with our own topics. But if you'd like to come up with a topic mm-hmm. of your own that you like for us to discuss, mm-hmm. I can't guarantee it's going to be very intellectual, but we mm-hmm. can try to. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, we don't. We don't even try. That's the point.
I will say, I think we're capable of going intellectual, but we really don't.
The point is, we don't want to. anybody can direct the conversation. Lord knows we're kind of letting it.
Right.
We're kind of letting it fly. That's sort of the premise of the show.
Yep. So yeah. So
what were we talking about? German soccer. That's what
German
we were talking
soccer.
About.
Yeah. I mean, hockey. We're talking about hockey, but you talked about how. Watching a hockey game on TV is totally different than watching it live. Mm. And I think that goes true with most sports, really. It's totally different.
Yep.
And, yep. Oh, by the way, if you hear a fork on a plate, that's Eric eating my corned beef and cabbage.
Which is great.
Stuff in his veins.
It is very, very good.
This is delicious.
I feed people.
Yeah. Adam is very good at cooking. Yeah, so. Very, very good.
Anyway, so I remember when I was in Germany. Mm-hmm. This is back in 2001, spring of 2001.
Hmm.
We were in Munich, and we went to a Bayern Munich game, or they say in Germany, Bayern München. And this is that old nice. Olympic stadium, the 1972 Munich Olympic Stadium. And this place is rocking. I mean, it's unbelievable. Packed, just packed as full as you can get this place. Probably mm-hmm. about, I want to guess, between 70 and 80,000. Fans.
Wow, no
and
kidding.
There are the two city teams were playing that night, Bayern Munich and 1860 Munich, which I don't know what the 1860 mean, maybe when the team was founded, I don't know. Mm. But they're the lesser of the two teams. And we go in there, this place, loud music was probably didn't really need much music to pump up because the hype with the crowd is just so big.
The hooligans.
Oh, they're hooligans. Oh, yeah.
The soccer hooligans.
Oh, man. And, of course, we're in Germany, and they're drinking German beverages. We don't know what that is, but into a pretty big extent. And before the game, they have an opening kickoff, and I really do remember this pretty clear. The officials of the stadium threw smoke bombs onto the field.
What?
To the point where you
the officials?
Yes. To the point where you cannot see the opening kickoff. And
why?
Why?
What is the reason for this?
The reason was, this is from my understanding, if I remember this correctly, that years before that, there was a big controversy between an opening kickoff, and it erupted in violence in the stadium. So they
seeing something about that on the news, actually.
Yeah.
So they actually prevent the fans from seeing the opening.
Yeah,
kickoff.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so they avoid
the possibility of a conflict.
Oh, I mean, are you kidding me? I mean,
it's just a game.
Yeah, but this is
don't tell
nine,
it to a nine, stadium
nine, nine.
Full of 80,000 Germans.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who've had about five or six. So
I mean
pitchers.
Going back to what you were saying. I mean, that's sort of what is so thrilling about the experience is just the culture around
the culture
it.
Of the game, the culture of teams going around. So, Lincoln, I think the culture is kind of dying a little bit with the Lincoln Stars because, the crowds just aren't as big as they used to be. I mean, when I went last night, granted it was St. Patrick's Day, so there's a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, I
well, when I, you and I went, the stadium was about half full.
Yeah, it was about half last night as well. Mm. And I remember going, my first games that went there, you had to buy tickets, days in advance. Or otherwise, you get, bad seats or you just can't get in. And now you just go up and buy a ticket and basically sit wherever you want because they're not going to check, are you sitting in your right seats? They're not going to do that. Everything's open. So they don't, you paid, you're there. That's all they care about. So,
yeah.
So
I remember when you and I would go to games years ago, and it was like that.
Yeah,
it was the place was packed, and there were more fights. That's probably what did it. Actually.
I think so.
They got rid of the fights, and people stopped coming.
I think so. I mean, you know, they still happen, but I think the penalties for getting a fight is, I think, you know, it's too risky for the teams, because if you get, you know, I don't know the details of the rules, and I really don't know anyone does except the refs. Even then, they probably, like, you know, they're willing to call whatever. So.
Well, people have been pretty seriously injured.
Yeah.
Isolated yeah. events, but yeah. people have been very seriously
really
injured.
Really not from the
hockey.
Fights, though. I mean, you know, most of the injuries are coming from big check, you know, the
incidental, when they
check in the boards kind of thing, you know. I mean, you know, the heavy hits, then that leads to the fights.
You
so.
Know, something I've always wondered about hockey. Mm-hmm. Do any of y'all play hockey?
No. I played
street hockey when I was a kid.
I was a kid, yeah.
What
street
is it?
Hockey.
What is it?
That's
about?
What we play in California.
Yeah. That's where I played it. It was
we can't
California.
Find ice anywhere.
Nope. Roller hockey.
We got a cul-de-sac. Oh, yeah. That was our rink.
Oh yeah.
We used a cul-de-sac. Rollerblades and a hockey ball.
Trash can, hockey ball.
Yeah.
And no pads or anything like that.
No, we didn't
you just
use
play
pads.
It. Oh, no, you don't need
that's
pads.
Like,
my mom made me wear a helmet, but that was it.
No, I didn't wear helmets.
Oh, really?
I had to wear a helmet.
It's such a 90s childhood thing that you're describing.
Well, this is...
You're missing out. You are totally missing out.
I am. But seriously, what is it about hockey specifically that is conducive to creating fights? Like, What is it about it? Like, I would think that
you go to a hockey game and you'll find out.
It's
seriously when you see the everyone bumping into each other and all that kind of stuff.
It
gets frustrating.
You just need to get out of the house and go. I guess
because it's about constant movement. Like you were saying, it's constantly going. Well, in part because you're on ice. You're on ice skates. So you would prefer to keep going rather than having to stop. You know, do the toe thing and all that.
The thing is,
and I think that's a big part of it.
Heard that.
So you just run into each other, and then
so nobody get what you're saying.
And
is
it's very much eye for an eye too. There used to be. I tried to watch it a while ago. There was a documentary on Netflix called The Enforcers, and it was about. Of course, this is an old style of hockey now, but it was about that how each pro hockey team had one player on that team that everybody in the league knew was the enforcer.
They're usually
so
known
if
as
you messed with
they were
the team.
Yeah, they're known as the goon, or if there's multiple the goons, yeah.
Right.
But yeah, you're right.
I'll be darned.
So if they messed with the team, then you knew that you would have to answer to, you know, this guy.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned. Is that what that Sean William Scott movie is about? There's a comedy with him. Okay, nobody knows the movie.
I know what you're talking about.
We know Slapshot. So what movie are you talking about? Because that was a 1970s Paul Newman.
That was
early
late
80s?
70s, early 80s. And that was by far... That's a top five sports movie of all time. And that's not from a hockey fan. I think it's pretty well rounded as that's one of the top sports movies of all time. So
what movie are you talking about?
Oh, it came out like, I don't know, 6 years ago. I only ever saw part of it. And it's just about... It's Sean William Scott playing, you know, just playing this goony guy. I think he plays.
Yeah, I know
what
you're talking about.
Hockey, but
I know what you're talking about, and it was just kind of like a spoof movie, or
oh,
very,
was it? Yeah,
or
maybe it was.
I don't know. Not really a spoof, but just a low budget. They just have one guy, and the rest of the people, you know, don't know how to act. And it wasn't written. You know, it was like cheaply written or something like that. I don't know. I
figured there was a reason I didn't
see it.
Anyway.
It's probably the last, you know, movie before he's pretty much done, let's be honest. We don't see much of Sean William Scott anymore.
No, I mean, I don't know. I was never impressed with his talent.
Yeah,
he's
I mean.
He's just...
2011 Canadian comedy movie.
That's why I haven't heard of it.
Yeah,
it was written by Jay Baruchel, or however you pronounce that, and Evan Goldberg, who've been involved in some of the little kid movies. Not little kid, but like the latest like teenage movies.
Oh, I heard Evan Goldberg before.
Yeah,
but
anyway,
speaking of tangents,
no,
I do want to say, you know, have a word with the whole fighting thing, why they fight. I mean, it's a frustrating sport. I mean, I don't think any other sport is as frustrating as hockey, because you know, I mean, you got this big goalie, and really he's in pads, but you have a little puck, And the goal is 6 foot wide, 4 feet tall. So it's a pretty wide space. So, and you can't.
Well, yeah, but my arm span is almost 6 feet.
Yeah, but, yeah. You know, but it's.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not 4 feet tall. So, no. But you would think, you know, you could probably get you know, score a lot of goals that way.
It's a tiny little puck, and it's not a situation where you can stop and aim and fire.
Mm-hmm. Very rare you can. And if you can aim and fire, then you still got a goalie you have to deal with, you know. But they do miss.
And those goalies have some skill.
Yeah, they
the quickness. I can't even think of the right words right now, but they're just so they're quick at what they do.
The
reaction time is fantastic.
Yeah, they anticipate. They know. They kind of understand where the puck will be is going, where it's coming from, which direction is going, and where they deflect it. Because a lot of the times, you know, the rebound shot is what get goals. So, anyway.
You know, I find the most interesting point about this explanation is what you said, the fact that the sport is inherently like it's perpetual motion. Like nobody,
it's fast.
Yeah, nobody, really nobody fast. Stops and, I mean, you're constantly moving. You don't really have time to think. Therefore, it's just nobody has time to take a 10 count.
There's a reason why they have line changes, because you're just constantly moving. So
you get wound up.
You have to switch out. You get tired. I mean, you're using different muscles. And I remember skating as a kid that, you know, you just get tired really fast and you have to sit down because skating wears you out far faster than running.
Whereas basketball, you know, a lot of times they take a timeout. Right. They wait till a free throw. Right. That's how they switch it. Whereas a hockey game, it's just they're just constantly switching out.
Yeah.
Always.
Mm-hmm. So
and no stopping at all.
The the real reason that they have fights, it's them subliminally getting themselves a break.
Okay.
I want to stop moving.
All right, go punch this guy. I need a break.
I need a break from skating. So. My legs need a break. I'll go work out arms.
If you're in Germany, then they say, I need a beer, so go start a fight. And then there's hockey. Sorry.
No, actually, hockey is big in Germany as well. So.
Really?
Oh, okay.
I think it's the second sport behind. It's either that or racing.
Oh, no! We need a station identification. This is KNNA 95. 5.7 LP FM, the cross.
You are so good at that.
Yeah.
Adam, what do we got here?
This is Cheated Hearts by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs.
Take these rings.
Yeah. It's on Off on a Tangent. And that was Cheated Hearts.
I think you should sound more excited to that.
Yeah.
Or not.
You're obligated to say their name like that every time.
I mean, that's anyways.
That's why they're
that
named
is more
that.
Exciting.
Mm-hmm, it is. But I
you probably woke up my daughter right now.
Sorry. Sorry.
That was a high energy song. I think that song would have woken up your daughter. So.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. So, but there, I think when you think, you know, say it like that, if they were like an 80s hair band, then I think that would be appropriate. But they're not an 80s hair band. Mm. So.
Hmm. They're 90s, right?
They're 2000s.
2000s? Oh.
Kind of indie.
That shows you what I
know. Is it early 2000s or
2000s? Early to mid 2000s. I think their last album was 2011, 2012, somewhere on there. So.
Okay. Yeah.
So speaking of the 90s.
Yeah.
What are you guys' favorite 90s song?
Speaking of the 90s. Yeah.
Speaking of the 90s.
No transition at all.
That's a, good that's job. A transition. Anyways,
that
was a transition.
We were not. We were talking about the 2000s. Okay. Anyways,
I was just a little late.
Yeah. Well, we initially thought we were going to start talking about 90s music because our first song came out in 93, 96, somewhere in that area.
Alice in Chains. Yeah.
And I'm like, well, what is, you know? I thought, what was my, you know? I just started thinking, what is my top five 90s bands?
Mm.
And that
what
is
are
hard.
They?
NSYNC was your number one, wasn't it?
I quit.
Adam rage quits.
And Backstreet was number two. Right?
Oh, now he means it.
You know they're coming back.
I heard that they're like having a concert with somebody.
Here
in Lincoln.
I think so.
I think it was
they're having
Lincoln.
A 90s
Adam
band.
Invited me to go with them.
No, it's not. They're,
Backstreet's
they're not.
Back. All right.
Yeah. Well, NSYNC would be back too, but Justin Timberlake is doing far better things. And
yes, Justin Timberlake has a career.
Yes, that is right.
The rest of them have been homeless under the bridge. Yes. Well, I guess you should get the band back together. So, what are your top five favorite
that
90s
is,
bands?
Okay, I have three of them. All right. And the rest I'm still debating on.
Okay.
My favorite band of all time, if you know me, wow.
Oh, my.
Yes. I'm so proud
that
of
okay?
that.
I have no idea. I'm going to have to look that up.
It was involuntary.
It was involuntary.
I couldn't stop myself.
He turned away from the mic, and he just, I mean, there was an
echo.
Effort to avoid the microphone.
That's true.
There was effort to avoid.
Board member speaks. He was trying to get away from the microphone.
He was. Eyewitness.
We're all laying down testimony for the future trial. Of
some
burp.
Idea of the resonance of
you know,
of
I've been waiting
event.
2 weeks to have a good burp like that.
We just
so
sold
proud.
Them.
I'm
we
waiting
just
a
sold
lifetime
them on the
to have a good burp like
that's
that.
That's right. You can't burp.
I cannot
huh?
burp.
This
Adam.
I cannot
really
burp.
Physically impossible.
That's
for him to
it's
burp.
Not. It's 99.9% true. Because that's... I did hear him do a very small burp several months ago.
Yeah, it was probably like a little gurgle.
It was more than that.
Really?
Than that. Yeah.
But
I would classify it as a burp.
As a burp?
As
wow.
A burp.
Okay.
My goodness.
I cannot do what he just did. I've never done that before, ever.
I feel so terrible for you. What happened?
I am, I'm different, I guess. I guess I'm different. So if I drink a pop, or have a beer, and you know, if I get that full feeling, a lot of people can just kind of open up their gullet and you know release that pressure.
Mm.
I cannot do that.
So for those of you out there in Radio Land, this is Off on a Tangent.
Yes.
Literally, we were just about to talk about 90s bands. We went right to burping. You never know.
But
what's
that was less
happen
tangent
on this show.
And more distraction.
Right.
Than anything else.
But. If you're wondering,
off on a distraction.
I want to find out about these bands, darn it.
No,
yes,
I want to talk to you about
my
intestinal problems.
I don't.
No? Okay.
No.
My stomach issues? No?
No.
You don't want to talk, you know.
I'm lactose intolerant.
I'm
going to
pass.
Can we talk about that?
I'm lactose intolerant too, but I can't burp. Who's going to be in more, who has some
90s
more
music.
Issues?
90s
nah,
bands.
Not yet.
90s bands.
Oh, fine.
All right, so
yeah,
if
90s,
you're wondering, yeah,
lactose intolerant,
yes,
a 90s band.
They do have that. All that pressure has to be released in some way. So anyway,
I'm going to mute your mic.
It's my show.
I'm still going to mute you.
Not anymore.
I'm in control.
So, ladies, Adam can't burp.
But he can cook.
But he can cook, yeah.
This
yeah.
is true. So
this is very true.
904-1700. Give us a call. During a song, please.
All right.
90s, 90s
top
music.
Five 90s bands. Okay. Plow in, please.
All right.
Top three. You can't come up with five.
Oh.
Can't count. Well,
I have debates.
There's too much pressure. He can't release four and five.
There is a lot of pressure, but in different ways. Okay.
Top three.
So if you know me, you know my favorite band is Oasis.
Yes, of course.
Always. Yeah, okay. I've followed this band since 1995 when I was 11 years old.
Hey.
And they still remain my favorite band, even though they broke up in 2009. Saying that, I still follow the two brothers that formed Oasis, Noel and Liam Gallagher. In fact, Noel's up next on the song list. And Oasis is by far number one. So,
okay. It's number two.
It's number two.
I think I will give that to, it's a tie between Alice in Chains, which we just played earlier, and Aerosmith.
Really?
Aerosmith, yes.
Aerosmith.
1993, they had an album that came out called Get a Grip, and they had some rocking songs. I remember going to my cousin's house, and he had that album. He's 6 years older than me, so you know we're close. He still lives in Lincoln right now, but he had that album, and I just loved it, and I was begging for it. And mom saw the album cover and said, there's no way you're having this as a nine-year-old. The album cover featured a cow udder with a ring on it.
Oh, boy.
Like an earring. That sounds, a cow udder.
Sounds wonderful.
If someone wants to...
Everything about that says 90s music and parenting.
Yes. I'm pretty sure.
I always think of them as an 80s band.
Like, I would think... They go back from the 70s.
Aerosmith?
Yeah.
Really?
Late 70s.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
They might even get in the 60s.
I don't know about that one, but they go back.
They go back a long time.
Wow.
All their guys are in their 70s now.
So was Steven Tyler original to the band?
Yes.
Wow.
All of them are.
I had no idea.
I think all of them are.
They were a 70s band.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
So what's number three?
Wait, no,
you said that. Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Okay.
Alice in Chains. They played No Excuses, right. Which I had. And they were grunge from Seattle.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
you know they're like Nirvana's. They came after Nirvana after Kurt Cobain
Nirvana.
Passed away.
So. I am not a fan of Nirvana.
Really?
No. Well, first of all, you can't understand a thing they say.
Well, most of my songs I have, you don't really understand. But.
Isn't that kind of a grunge convention? I haven't listened to a lot of grunge.
I don't know.
But.
You could say that about a lot of punk songs too, but that's also like not the. It's not necessarily the point either.
Yeah, I suppose.
But what about the rest of us? What other '90s songs do you guys like?
You're talking about one-hit wonders.
Yeah, the thing that I enjoy about 90s music is the one-hit wonders. Like the one song that this band got played on the radio, you know, to death.
The Hanson Brothers, right?
actually, you know, I never listened to Hanson until like a month ago or a couple months ago.
No kidding.
I finally listened to those songs. It's actually, I understand why they were popular.
Yeah, well, they had a one-hit wonder.
Fun songs.
Yeah.
They have a lot of other songs. They're actually still putting out albums.
Really?
Yeah.
I think so,
and they are getting, I mean, their music is changing, too.
Hmm. Huh.
It's really interesting.
Well, they were like 14, 9 to 15 years old when they had Bop.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The youngest was like
9 or something. Yeah.
Insane.
The oldest one was 16.
I think they fell off the grid because...
They grew up.
Well, their voices were changing.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Really?
I'm sorry.
You have no idea. Okay, so what would be a good reference point for Hanson? It was the band that all the girls just went crazy for.
Right.
And
okay.
And the guys were the guys were questionable because they had long flowing blonde hair. Mm-hmm.
This is the
Okay, so the singer of that Hanson. Band, all the guys thought he was a girl.
Uh-huh. Well, he was
and
9
so,
years, he was
and
nine
so
years
they're
old.
Like, so at that young age, for those boys, they're like, man, that girl's hot. And then they found out that he is a boy, and they're like, oh, what?
Okay, correction.
What?
Correction. I don't know anybody that mistook.
I did. I knew
I
people.
Did.
Oh. Yeah, in California, I knew people that mistook that.
Well, oh, that's
I mean,
funny.
There's a reference to Family Guy about that, too.
That's funny.
I'll have to find that. Cause,
wow.
See, yeah, Quagmire.
Really?
that's Quagmire. He's mentally disturbed.
Yeah.
Still, it was referenced.
Yeah.
It was referenced.
California is also mentally disturbed.
Yes. Without a doubt. And you will die from anything out there.
That's right.
California is just cancerous.
The state of California has determined that Mickey Mouse contains cancer-causing chemicals.
I was going to say,
one thing about
Hanson that made him so popular is there were kids, so parents were like, oh, well, these are kids singing, so this is going to be okay for my kids. So they had no problem giving them a Hanson album.
Sure.
Because it's kids, but it's pop. So
I guess.
That's just a take. Of course, when I was a kid, I wanted Aerosmith.
Eric, I'm sorry, we interrupted you. What were you gonna say?
That's fine.
About what song you or
one hit wonder. So yeah. Like, and I'm just pulling these out of the air. These aren't necessarily like top five or anything, but my wife and I both enjoy a lot of these songs. Steal My Sunshine by Len.
Yes,
they're
a
brother and sister from Canada. And it's just, I guess the operative thing about the thing that connects all these one hit songs is that it's just so it's really happy in a way that you just don't get out of music these days, even pop music. Like, there is genuine happiness in it. However much you can say is genuine about it, but it really feels happy.
That's something that has really gone out of music. Like popular music.
Yeah.
In the 2010s and beyond.
Okay. Anyway, this is Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds with Here's a Candle for Your Birthday Cake.
For Adam's birthday. His birthday's coming up.
Here's a candle for your birthday cake. Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds on Off on a Tangent. We're talking about music and one-hit wonders that we were talking about. And Jim had one.
Yeah, I've got one. I know there's, like Eric, there's quite a few, but one that comes to mind, like when you first asked me that question, the one that comes to mind is The Wallflowers.
Mm-hmm.
And I only know of one song done by them.
One Headlight.
One Headlight.
Yeah.
And I actually, I still have it, and I'll listen to it every once in a while.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're a great band.
And I don't really know what the song is about, and I told you this earlier off air. I don't want to know what it's about because I like the tune enough
right.
that if somebody tells me what it's about,
Eric,
it's going to ruin it for
Eric
me.
Eric has his hand raised.
Yes,
the,
Eric?
The song about you have no idea what it's about, or it just doesn't make any sense at all. That reminded me of another 90s song.
Okay.
Loser by Beck.
Love Beck.
I'm a loser, baby.
So oh, yeah.
Yes. Have you heard the verse lyrics in that song?
I don't think so.
Oh, it's the most bizarre, just like, what in the world are you talking about or is going through your head or what?
Is it like there's a line that says, quit messing with the cheese whiz?
I think so. And something about
something about
termites joking on us.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know
look
what?
This up.
He is still making music. And he has an album coming out this year, and I'm excited because
really?
I have a couple of his new stuff.
He won a Grammy. Thank you.
Yes,
I was about to say
he won
Emmy.
An Emmy for his terrific
right.
series.
It was just that good.
Beck is probably one of the more talented artists out there today because he plays folk and country, but he'll go to Loser, which is 90s, which is kind of a rocky. I don't want to say grunge, but alternative.
It's
his own thing.
Yeah.
And
but it's an awesome song.
But his new album is going to have hip hop and rap. Seriously, really? I have it on my playlist and I think I can bring it. One song I can't because it's unless I edit it. But Beck is phenomenal. Oh, by the way, I asked you.
Yeah.
What is the lead singer of the Wallflowers? His name is Jacob, last name I'm not going to say yet. His father is a very well-known artist, a musician. And a hint, he just recently won the Nobel Prize.
I have no idea because I don't pay attention to that.
Dylan. Oh, my gosh. I know
this. Yeah, Jacob Dylan. His father's Bob
Dylan.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
What?
Uh-huh.
That's awesome.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. And he...
that's cool.
He came up in, I think, one of the MTV Awards, I think. But I think Bob Dylan joined his son in singing that song, or... Jacob sung or would join his dad with one of his songs. I can't remember, but
that's
yeah,
cool.
Jacob Dylan, Lee Singer Wallflowers, is the son of Bob Dylan. So
cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our
would you rather?
Yeah, our segment Would You Rather is up. I think you should do that every time, Eric.
Would you rather?
Wow,
it's sweet. Time for Would You Rather. See, are you ready?
I feel like we need a really cheesy game show theme.
This is cool. I like this one. This is our game show theme.
The Matrix
here.
Is just
like,
it's so cool.
Would you rather
just
take the red pill or the blue pill?
Both.
Both.
Oh my.
All right.
What happened?
Yeah.
All right. So yes, people out there in Radio Land, anytime you hear this music, you know that Would You Rather is coming up. And if you have any Would You Rather suggestions, you can email us at
offonatangentradio@gmail.com
or on Facebook. You can do the same.
Facebook.com/offonatangentradio
and then Twitter.
Tangent Radio 957.
So you won't be able to give us suggestions tonight. You'll have to wait for next week. But if you have any Would You Rather suggestions, let us know by contacting us there, and we'll try to get it in next week. Okay, so first question of Would You Rather. Would you rather be a woman with a man's legs, no shaving, or a man with a woman's arms? Would you rather be a woman with a man's legs, no shaving, or a man with woman's arms?
I didn't believe in no-win scenarios.
Thank you, Captain Kirk.
Yes. Is that an answer? Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, one or the other, I can wear pants or I can wear a long sleeve, you know, t-shirts whenever I want to.
Mm.
I'd rather wear pants.
I can adapt.
You can adapt.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather wear pants.
So you never
go to the beach.
So you would rather have... You'd rather be a woman with man's legs and no shaving.
Because
that's what it is. Would you rather be a woman with a man's legs, no shaving, or a man... With woman's arms.
I think I'd go for that then.
The woman's arms?
Yeah.
He's changing his mind. What about you guys?
Well, I'm really not that hairy, so... I'm really not.
He just blinded me with his white legs.
Hey, it's winter.
Do I get to criticize the question?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a cool question.
I think so.
If you're a man, you will develop like large hairy arms. Like chemically, that's what happens.
Okay.
That is what happens.
And if you're a woman, does all your hair fall out of your legs?
I no. What? What question is what?
There are grandpa legs that have like hair worn out because of high socks.
That's true.
You know,
but I don't understand the point.
And they get shiny
of these.
They do.
I'm going with Eric's as well. I'd rather be a man with woman's arms. I mean, you can at least work out your arms. I mean, right. Have you seen buff women? They got some massive arms sometimes. Yeah. So I would go with that one. Adam, you didn't give an answer yet.
Oh, I'm really indifferent, but I'll go with the women's arms. But it doesn't really matter to me.
That's a really.
But I'll go with that. One.
Yeah, wasn't it? Wasn't
I'll go
it?
With that one. So.
You see, I only have a certain amount of questions over here. Would you rather? And we've gone through quite a bit of them actually. So I'm trying to find ones that we haven't.
So
done.
This is what we're left with.
We're left with.
Oh, we start writing
junk
our
cards.
Own.
Okay, here's your next one. Would you rather have to live the rest of your life on 12-inch stilts or wearing pink rollerblades?
Oh my God.
Would you rather have to live the rest of your life on 12-inch stilts or wearing pink rollerblades?
I know a guy at work. He's 6'10". And
that's a tall guy.
That's a tall guy.
That is a tall
he's
guy.
He's not a basketball player. No. And he is, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
probably.
I do. Yeah. He's a massive guy.
He's a massive guy.
He doesn't. He never looks like he's having fun enjoying himself at all.
He's so... He doesn't do much, really, like being in shape kind of thing. So,
I
heard him talk about playing video games nonstop, so he doesn't take care of himself whatsoever. So, I'll go with the rollerblades.
Okay.
It's probably different. I mean,
I do rollerblades.
6'10". I'm 5'10", so, you know, that'd be about 6'10". And, I mean, it's a struggle. I mean, how can you shower if the shower head's, you know, at your chest?
Yeah, well, can you imagine stepping in the shower with rollerblades on?
Can you imagine stepping in the shower?
I remember rollerblading
on?
As a kid coming back when it's raining, and I survived. So
Okay. I mean, stilts can really help you out. You can reach really high places. I mean, you just gained a foot.
So you can't soak through rollerblades. You do, I'm not a foot, but...
You got a couple of inches.
I would go with the stilts.
Stilts?
I would go... I mean, you can get some really well-balanced stilts.
Yeah,
it doesn't specify how good the stilts are.
Right.
Now, if they're, you know, 5 feet stilts, no.
Well, but, they're 12-inch
stilts. Yeah, 12-inch stilts. Yeah. I mean, that's nearly...
Yeah. Eric, what do you think?
I don't care.
How about stilts with rollerblades? Did I say that right? Stilts.
Stilts with rollerblades.
Stilts with rollerblades.
That sounds to me like a very short lifespan.
Yeah.
I think rollerblades would be a lot more fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can reach high places with stilts
all the time.
It does not specify.
Well, you get used to it.
I wonder if you'd get more fights because you'd be constantly moving. This perpetual motion is making me cranky.
The life of hockey. Okay. All right.
Anyway,
next question. Would you rather go on a date to a fancy restaurant for dinner and keep string beans dangling out of your nostrils for the evening, or take your shoes off and set them on the table next to the food for the entire evening?
Oh, the second
sounds
one.
Like a bet.
Oh. It does sound like a bet. Again, would you rather go on a date to a fancy restaurant for dinner and keep string beans dangling out of your nostrils for the evening? For the evening, not just at dinner, but for the evening. Or take your shoes off and set them on the table next to the food for the entire evening.
You don't have to eat the string beans when they come out, right?
It does not specify.
Okay.
Maybe that's the second one.
So putting the shoes on the table.
Yeah. I used to go to class. This one particular class I would go to every time there was a class session. And because I always wear flip-flops. Take off my flip-flops and put it in front of me on the table. Just to freak out the other people in my group at the table.
So you've already been doing that. So that's why it was an easy
was
one
great
for you.
Fun. Yeah,
that is so.
I do remember
a psychology class. Too.
I do remember you wore flip flops all the time.
Yeah,
all the time.
Yep.
psychology.
It could be
was
snowing
that,
outside.
That doctor or Professor Moles?
Yes, it was. Yeah,
yeah. He was cool.
Yeah.
I had him for once.
Oh, I love that guy.
Your turn. Yeah.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Oh, I would definitely have the shoes on the table. Both are disgusting. One is slightly less embarrassing than the other.
Well, yeah. I don't suffer from really smelly feet. I don't know if you do or not, David.
I don't particularly, but I mean,
it's not a problem to have it right there.
It's your shoes.
Well, yeah, but it's also
next to the food.
It's also your shoes next to the food you are eating. So what do you have to worry about?
Right.
Well,
then, yeah.
I think the before I answer the question, I think the first is obvious for me.
What's that?
You got to get it at first.
Oh, Adam.
On that happy note.
Yeah, I would definitely do the shoes because, well, I'd probably be wearing nice shoes anyway that really use. So
and if you're on a date,
show them off.
And if you're on a date, you're already washed up, so your feet probably won't stink.
Yeah, they're not used. My shoes probably aren't used that much because it's nice. So they're not like hiking boots or anything like that. So
yeah,
this question sounds like bad decisions to me. Would you rather? I would rather not either. Anywho.
All right.
Well, you know what that means when you hear that song.
We are out of time.
We had a good time tonight, though.
Yeah, that was good.
It was good.
It was fun.
I learned a lot.
So you've been listening to Off on a Tangent with myself, Captain Kirk.
Adam.
Eric.
David.
And I hope you guys tune in to us again next week, this time Saturday at 7 o'clock live. And you can get a hold of us at...
offonatangentradio@gmail.com.
Facebook.com/offonatangentradio.
At Tangent Radio at 957.
Glad you guys can join us.
On Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter.
That's Twitter.
Glad you guys can join us. Hope to see you again next week.
Bye.
Take it easy.